Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Okay, real talk. If I say I can't come because my cat is sick, just know I don't even have a cat.
Right? And if I say I'm just so busy, it probably means that I'm horizontal in sweats watching a documentary about cheese.
Hey, we're not proud of it, but we are creative.
Today, we're talking about excuses, why we make them, when they're totally valid, and when we just need to own our decisions like the confident queens that we are.
So buckle up, because we're about to expose ourselves, and maybe you too. Hello and welcome to Adulthood is a Project, the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie and this is my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we will discuss making excuses. We will discuss the ins and outs of how we use them and when we need to stop using them. Let's get started.
Woohoo! Yay to excuses. Okay, so I'm in charge of the quiz this week. And I've got your,
Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
I got your winner button ready.
I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous after I pulled that Twitter nonsense on you.
Yeah. The old TikToks.
Oh, yeah, the TikTok. I said Twitter.
I was like, not the Twitter. Thank God, because I've never even been on the Twitter, so I would have really screwed that one up.
The Twitter, the TikTok, they're all, I don't know. I don't even know what we're doing.
Keep up with these kids these days.
Too much. Oh, gee.
Okay, well, so I struggled when I was trying to come up with the quiz because, you know, I know where you and I are kind of mentally thinking about going for the most part with this conversation. So I was like, how do I make a fun quiz using that? But what I ultimately came up with was the classic excuses quiz.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So these will all deal with classic excuses people use.
I like it. Okay.
Okay. So question one, you didn't do the assignment. You had time. You had the instructions. What's the gold standard excuse?
The dog ate my homework.
Yes. Yep. Okay. The next. You could go to the party, but you don't want to. What's your socially acceptable way out?
I got other plans. I don't know.
That is, they're like, oh, my spouse can't make it.
Oh. Okay.
Or my partner.
Man, I've never been invited to a party like that, so I don't know.
I should have thought you wouldn't even know since you don't get invited to parties in general, so you'd be like, I don't know.
Like, I don't understand.
You're masculine. Your masculine communication doesn't need excuses. You're like, I don't want to go.
It is. I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Okay. So see, when I was, and that one was, I haven't said that one in ages, but I'm like, oh yeah, I've used that before. So, all right. Let's see if you can get this next one. Cause I'm like, oh, I've definitely used this. You left someone on read for 3 days. What excuse are you going with when you finally reply to them?
Oh, sorry, I didn't see this.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Oh, I didn't see your text. There's no real proof that you did, so.
I didn't see shit, man.
Yeah. Nothing to see here. Okay, this one I thought was funny. All right, you're 13. You don't want to go to the sleepover, but how do you escape responsibility for the no?
Oh, man, my mom said no.
Ding, ding, ding. I mean, I've used that one as an adult. My mom said I couldn't come play. Sorry.
My mom's definitely not down with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, mom, quick, just say no, okay, when I call you. Make it sound believable.
Yes.
Okay, you're doing good. You're doing good. I think you're going to get this last one.
Let's hope so, man. Let's hope so.
Okay. I've used this one way too many times. Okay. Your alarm didn't go off, or maybe it did, but you're late. What do you say when you walk in?
Fucking traffic.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. Yes. The classic traffic, man.
Traffic will get you every time.
It will. And that one reminded me of, I don't know if you'll remember this, but when I'd been living here in the Phoenix suburbs for so long, and I moved back up to St. Joe with you.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to that interview, and I was late. I just tend to run late to 90% of my shit anyway, but I was late. And I'm like, I'm so sorry I was late. There was an accident on the freeway. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know how to get on one road to get on another, like the freeway over there. They're like, the highway? I'm like, yeah. Like, there was an accident. I'm like, yeah. I came home and told you, you're like, dude, everyone knows everything that happens in this town. I'm like, oh, shit. So they still hired me.
I'm like, that is a stupid excuse.
Yeah, right? I'd been using it out here in the suburbs for years, so it didn't dawn on me that wasn't a legit excuse in a small town anymore.
Yeah, that one won't fly.
No, damn traffic. There's an accident. I don't know.
Gosh.
Oh, man. That was what I had to. I had to think about before.
I'm just one of those people where I'm like, yeah, man, I forgot to set my fucking alarm. I don't know.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm completely honest. I'm like, listen, I don't even know that I turned it off, but apparently I did because I know I turned it on. Right. Never heard it go off. I woke up an hour later. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be somewhere. Oh, yeah, maybe it worked.
Daisies.
Yeah. It's insane. Insane.
Yes.
Oh, man. But excuses, when we, you know, kind of mentioned doing this episode, we were talking about it a bit. I've used them in so many parts of my life for stuff.
Yeah.
And I've used them in, sometimes they're just legit. It's an excuse is an excuse because it makes you feel a little bit better about something you did. But I realized for myself that I would use them a lot instead of just taking responsibility for my feelings.
Okay.
Or my choices I was making.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Say, I just found that interesting when I started thinking about it.
I would say I'm more like, I have found myself being more like the person that will make an excuse for another person. Like, I will excuse their behavior. You know?
Oh.
Like, I've definitely been that. Oh, he just had a bad day. You know, that's me as a wife, right? Like, oh, he had a bad day. It's a fine. Like, he doesn't usually act like an asshole. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's a big asshole.
I've definitely, yeah. Oh, my God, dude, I've definitely done that. in a relationship where I'm like, I just make an excuse for them acting a way that embarrassed me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Yes.
For sure.
I'm embarrassed. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to admit that that is a choice you make to live with that person day in and day out. So you're like, oh, they're just having a really bad day. They're not normally, it's not like this all the time.
Oh, no. He's just really upset because we're in a dry county. And yeah. And that's not going to go well.
Yeah. Like, for me, it'd always be like, the truth was, you know, he's just upset that I'm not giving him 120% of my attention and I'm talking to some other person, God forbid. So he's just, he didn't get a lot of sleep. He had to work last night. We got up early to come here today, you know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes excuses, like in that circumstance, I'm not saying like, oh, don't be honest about what's going on, but it's nice to use that excuse to help yourself feel better while you're probably dealing with something so much bigger on that. On the other side.
Right. I think
that people like, probably see it.
A process. It's like, you're still trying to process the fact that, you know, I mean, like whatever the situation might be. Right. I mean, who knows, but you know, your spouse is over there acting like a jackass and you're just like, yeah, he had a bad day, you know, work this or that or whatever. And, because you still got to mentally process exactly what's happening, because you're going to have that conversation at some point.
And yeah.
Like if you haven't even had it with your spouse, it's not a good time. It is not a good time to have it with everybody else.
Yeah. Not the time to pull them aside at the party and be like, I'm sorry. He's just being a complete jackass right now. I'm going to go discuss this with him and get him in his place.
Right. Right.
Now might not be the time.
But
so yeah, I do think there's times for excuses for, you know, little stuff or like that, you know, that question when you're 13, you don't want to sleep over, you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings, and using the term 13, but at any age when you're younger and just learning to make friends and do all this stuff, your biggest fear is to tell someone no, you don't want to go to their sleepover, because then they might not want to be your friend.
Right.
So then it's like, Mom, just can you say I can't go? Or say I can go, but I can't spend the night.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a classic, you know, one to use. I don't know that I ever did that much as a kid. Maybe once or twice.
Usually it really wasn't even an excuse. It was really like, yo, legit, Mom, my mom's not down with that at all.
Especially if it meant she had to drive us into town for the party.
Yeah.
We weren't going.
Like, listen, my mom's gonna say no, that ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I actually I can recall, like, as a teenager, I had a friend, and if I needed like a story told, maybe to Mom, I'd be like, dude, I need you to come over and you tell it. And I'll just sit there and be like, yeah, 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 that's what we're doing. Like,
wait, to get Mom to let you do something?
Yeah. I would do that. I'd be like, I need you to be there. And maybe we don't tell the full story, right? Like,
yeah.
And she'd be like, okay, but then you're gonna have to come to my house and you're gonna have to lie to my parents. I'm like, yeah, dude, totally, I got you.
So much easier for me to lie to your parents than you lie to mine, duh.
Oh man. I'm like, so I don't know that I ever used like Mom as an excuse, but that's because she legitimately was saying no to things.
Fair. You said that, and it reminded me of when, like, one of the first times that Mom found a pack of cigarettes in my car when we were in high school. And I'm like, oh, I don't smoke. But I had a couple of friends that mom knew they did smoke.
Oh.
I was like, oh, they must have left that in here. I wouldn't have done that, mom. Like, gross. Who does that?
Casey.
And I totally later was like, hey, guys, I mean, you know my mom's now seeing you smoke anyway, so I kind of lied and told her those cigarettes were yours. So, FYI. Definitely. Done as it gets. Try to keep myself out of trouble.
Yeah. We got to do what you got to do, man.
I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure within like a month or two, probably not even that long, mom's like, those are totally yours. Like, I know they are. I think I might have come out with it by then, but.
Oh, that's so funny. As a mom, I've definitely been the excuse. Like, my kids are all the time. Like, oh, hey, I told them I can't because of you. And I'm like, okay. Even when they started working, like, they'd be like, P.S., I told my work that I can't come in because you said no. I'm like, get your ass to work. Yeah.
They're all like, I want to go party. And so I just said, you said I couldn't work these extra hours.
They're like, I tell them I can't work those days because you won't let me. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. I don't think your work's going to call and trick me.
Right. They're like, this is a Taco Bell column about your daughter's schedule.
Yeah.
I remember years, and this would have been years ago, working fast food, and you'd get that phone call of, I'm looking for my kid. And I'm like, they're not on the schedule. I'm like, hold on a second. And I'm like, oh my God. And depending on if I like the kid or not, and my kid, like, I was probably their same age, like, I was 18, 19 ish. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. Like, I sent them on a trash run. I'll have them call you back when they get right back in the building. And then I'd call them. I'm like, dude, you told your mom you're working. You may have let me know that because now they're calling here for you. Call your mom back. If I didn't like them, I'm like, they're not on the schedule tonight. Like, I can't give the phone to them. They're not even scheduled to be here. In fact, their next scheduled date is, and I'd like give them extra information.
Oh, God, dude.
That wasn't often. It was very rare, but I have done that before.
Funny.
As an adult, though, if I have a friend that like is doing something or they ask, I will 100% be like, if you want to use me for an excuse, go ahead. Doesn't bother me. If you don't, you know, if you don't feel comfortable saying no for whatever reason.
Oh, it would depend on the thing. I don't know. Like, I'm very much like, don't involve me in whatever stupid shit you got going on, dude. I'm not that person.
Well, listen, I'm not going to be your excuse if you're being a shady individual.
Yeah.
I don't mean it like that. I mean, this would be a friend who's like, hey, this other friend wants to go, and I noticed you're not going to this party. I'm like, oh, yeah, I already told them no. I have this thing. And they're like, dang, I really didn't want to go either. I'm like, well, then tell them that I'd already invited you because they don't know that I've talked to you. So you can just tell them I invited you with me because they're really like, I just want to sit at home and read. They probably weren't reading a book, but whatever. Maybe they just didn't want to go to the thing.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm like, you can totally use me as your excuse.
Oh, right.
Or I've definitely been that person. I've been that person too, where they're like, man, what am I going to tell my spouse that I got so drunk today? I'm like, oh man, just use me as your excuse. Tell him I bought that next round of beers and you didn't know I was buying them. And all of a sudden it was in front of your face. And
oh man.
Yeah. So I don't mean for shady. If it's something shady or I don't want to be involved in, I'm like, do not involve me in that. I will 100% like not follow that up. No.
Right.
If it's an innocent, you don't want to go somewhere, or you don't want to help a person do something, just tell them you already committed to me. I'll be your excuse for it.
Yeah.
For something small. Yeah.
Like, even like those weird little things, I'm like, I'm such a truther, dude. Like, I'm like, no, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm not, which is funny because as much as I said, Aaron was like, I've definitely made excuses for people, you know. But
yeah,
other like random stuff like that where I'm just like, I'm not a good alibi. Just not.
I'm not your person. I'm not your cover. It's, you know, what's wild is, like, for me, I consider myself more of a truther. Like, I'm not good at keeping up a lie.
Yeah.
However, I did notice, and it was probably 2 or 3 years ago, they kind of came into the play of, I tend to be quite the people pleaser. And I had just found myself in a situation where I didn't feel like I had any time to myself. Like,
oh, yeah.
Every single weekend was someone inviting me to do something.
Right.
And, you know, I just felt obligated to go. Like, I, not necessarily obligated, like, I enjoy my time with my friends. I enjoy the time we were hanging out and all that stuff. But there would be times where I'm like, I'm just tired, man. Like, I had a long week at work, or, you know, something might have come up and I didn't want to do something, but I didn't know how to say no. And so I would come up with excuses. And like I said, I think it was about 2 years ago that I started working on that. And so I started telling my friends when they would invite me to stuff, I'm like, listen, I am really trying to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard for me. So can I just, you know, give you a maybe? And then when the time comes, like if I'm feeling up to it, I'll totally come. If not, you know, I can't tell you a single one of my friends that wasn't okay with that.
Right.
Like, using that honesty made them say, oh my God, like, Charlie, absolutely.
Right.
You know, if you wake up on Saturday and you're just not feeling it, or I would have some friends, they would have a party every New Year's. And I've actually never ended up going. No, I kept meaning to. It just never happened. But anyway, after the second year of them inviting me, I was like, I said, I got to be honest with you. I don't go out. I don't like to make plans for New Year's because it tends to be a really depressing time for me for just whatever reason. But I'm aware of that. And so being around people is not something I want to do. And in being honest with her, she's like, oh my gosh, yeah. She goes, I don't ever want you to be depressed. I'd rather you be at this party with people that love you and want to see you.
Right.
But if you don't feel like being sociable, I can totally understand that. And for the past few years, I usually get at least one video phone call from the party of everyone saying, hey, me saying, hey, checking in. And then they know, like, I just want to stay at home. It's not because I don't want to go to your party. You know, it's just, I just don't like to be around people that day. But in using that truth, it made it to where I didn't feel like I was lying every time.
Right.
And I wouldn't necessarily lie. Just like, oh, I don't think I can make it. When the truth was, I just didn't mentally want to make it.
Right. I think, I don't know. For the most part, I think I'm not really like, we're going to go back to that masculine communication where I'm just like, yeah, okay. No, I don't, I'm good. I don't want to do that. They're like, oh, okay. Not that I don't care about other people's feelings. I don't understand them sometimes. Because to me,
well,
like,
I was like, you don't
want to hang out. Like, just say, like, I don't want to hang out. I don't give a shit, man. Like, I'm just inviting you to be nice or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wasn't even hurting my feelings.
I'm like, you're just being cold to face.
I think a lot of mine definitely ties back into that little people pleasing part of me, right? Like, I never want to, and I'll tell you, listeners, like, this, it's been something I've worked on for a while and still am, like, can still constantly working on, is I always am like, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And so in me saying no, I assume that's going to hurt someone's feelings. And so then the more I've talked to people about it and just been honest, they're like, that doesn't hurt my feelings. You thinking you had to lie to me and couldn't be honest would hurt my feelings more than you just saying, no, I don't feel up to doing that.
Right.
I'm like, okay, good call. Good call.
Yeah.
I have another friend that has a party every Halloween, and she was giving me a hard time last year. And I said, I don't know. There's something just hits. I don't know what it is about me and holidays. Like, I just get a little depression around them. And
yeah,
even Halloween, like, stupid holidays. Well, I love Halloween. I don't think it's stupid. I'm just saying that. And she was like, you know what? That's it. Next year, I'm not even – she goes, I'm going to tell you what day it is, so it's on your calendar. I know you mark it off. She goes, I'm just going to drive over and pick you up. I'm like, you know what? If you did that, I'd probably get in the car. She goes, I know. She goes, because you always have fun when you do come. I'm like, you're absolutely right. I do have fun when I come over there.
Yeah.
It's just the day of, I can't quite push it through my mind. So she's like, all right, I'm not even this year, you know? And I'm like, okay, fair. So that was something, because in having those honest conversations about it, then they know like why I may or may not be saying no to it.
Yeah.
And what I might be going through.
I'm like, and you know, so I would go and I would tell you like with Sunny Boy, like, oh my gosh, that kid, when he was younger, he did not like to be at other people's houses. And spending the night at a friend's house or something, oh Jesus. I mean, it wasn't happening. Sometimes he didn't even want to spend the night at grandma's house. And it's
what?
Yeah, I mean, it would just be, and he could never express why. It was just, he would feel uncomfortable. Or one time he told me, he's like, it's because I don't know their faces. Like, I don't know if the parents are joking or they're being serious. You know, like, if,
he's so black and white.
Yeah. He's like, I don't really understand, like, if they're really upset with us or if they're kind of being joking or, you know, like, if I don't know their face and I don't know how they express themselves, it makes it hard for me to, you know how to act. And, but he would just, I remember one night, he had gone over to our neighbor's house and he was over there to spend the night. And this kid comes walking in the door at like midnight. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, I was just done. Ready to be home now. It's like, does his parents know that you left? And he's like, no, they were asleep. Okay. Like, but it's like, he could never explain, like, and I'm like, well, why? Like, did something happen? And he's like, no. And he's like, no, I don't know. I just got a really weird feeling and thought, it's time to go home now. I'm like, okay, buddy. But I always also was very much like, hey, listen, like, if ever you don't feel comfortable, trust your instinct. You don't have to stay the night. Even if it's,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
So he would, mom, it's, 1 o'clock in the morning. Do you come get me? Yeah, I can.
Damn it. Just say you're not spending the night at this point.
I know. I'm like, okay. Did something happen?
I feel like I saw. I feel like I saw an SNL skit on that recently. I recently saw the skit. It might have been an older skit about these parents that had to keep coming to pick up their kid from the party.
Uh-huh.
And have you seen it where they had to keep making up the most ridiculous excuses in the middle of the night to these parents?
No.
By the fifth or sixth time, they're like, yeah. So we need to pick him up. The parents like, why? What happened this time? Like, oh my gosh, I really thought he was more comfortable. And they're like, the pizza was getting cold in the fridge, and we need him to come home and eat it. Like, that wasn't exactly what, but it would be the stupidest excuses,
right,
that they would come up with, because it was like the fifth, sixth, seventh time they were picking this kid up from the same house for spending the night.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that sounds like, yeah.
And it's definitely like, as a parent, like, when I'm like, I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, my kid has some weird churning in his tummy. Thinks something bad's going to happen over here. So here I am. You know, because, like, as a parent, I certainly would not want to hear that. Like, somebody come out and pick their kid up in the middle of the night, and they're like, I'm afraid something's going to happen over here. I'd be like, whoa. What happened? Like, at what point did we give that vibe off?
Right, right.
So
you use those excuses to, like, not put that guilt on, not guilt, but what's the word I want to use there? I don't know. Shit, I just had it too. But I don't know. You'd use that excuse to not make them feel bad for something they absolutely didn't do wrong.
Do anything. Yeah. I'm like, no, he's just a fucking
weird. I'm just going to use an excuse.
This is weird. I don't know what to say.
Don't be calling him out like that.
Just give me my boy.
I think that I find excuses funny. And I think what kind of brought up part of this in my, or for me anyway, was, you know, our recent choices we've made.
Oh yeah.
To make this crazy life change. And in the midst of doing it, it's all very, you know, rushed, fast, like, well, this is just happening. Like, it just snowballed like a mother trucker, right?
Right.
And we're going with it. And it's good. But it dawned on me about halfway into everything happening that this was one of the probably first, I don't know that it's been one of the first times in my life, but one of the bigger choices I've made in life where I did not make an excuse for my just following my gut instinct.
Oh, yeah.
Because some years back, I knew a bunch of stuff wasn't working in my life. I knew a lot of things weren't working. And I used love as my excuse to make a big change.
Okay.
And, you know, I realized, like, why didn't you just admit that you needed to make a change? You didn't have to use someone as that excuse. I've done it for multiple reasons, obviously, in some big decisions like getting a divorce. I've always waited on that one little thing to help with my excuse to make it okay.
Right.
Instead of just standing in my truth, knowing this isn't working.
Right.
And so I think that's what kind of brought some of this up is, like I said, like our choice this time around was just a choice. And I didn't shy away from saying that. I didn't feel like I had to come up with an excuse. And I was like, man, I felt for myself, like I felt it as a huge level of growth for who I've been as a person and who I would have been 10 years ago, even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Compared to now.
I can see that.
And that's probably what led me down that. Yeah, well, then it led me down that path of thinking all the different times in my life I've used something as an excuse instead of just standing firm in what I was believing or feeling about something.
Yeah.
And that's...
I think if for me on a lot of things, I would tell you it would depend on, like, maybe who I'm talking to, if I use an excuse or not. Right? Like...
Fair.
When it comes to... say like big decisions in life, if I know why I made the choice, depending on who I'm talking to, I'll totally tell the truth. But I think there's also a lot of times, like, there's some people I'm like, I don't really want to get into this with you. So I'll just use whatever excuse, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of a really good example.
Well,
but
okay. I don't want to say this is yours. I've done that. Like, say for instance, ending a marriage, people that know me well, I'm going to tell you what led up to that, where it happened, the whole nine yards. Someone I don't know very well, I'm just gonna be like, we just went our separate ways.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'm not going to give them the full answer in it. Maybe. Is that kind of where you were thinking, or did my mind go a whole different direction?
No. I mean, I'm not even talking about people I don't know well. I am, but that goes back to, I think I'm a little more closed off than you as a person.
What? That doesn't sound right.
So, I don't know. I just don't always tell people the full, I mean, like, when it comes to, like, oh, you got a divorce, right? Like, some people absolutely know why that divorce happened, but then other people I'm like, yeah, just something happened. I'm not gonna get into any discussion about it for my own family's privacy, and I specifically say that I'm like, I'm not getting into my family's privacy. And I think, though, sometimes when I say things like that, it makes people more curious.
Probably.
But like, I don't know. I'm not getting into it with you.
Yeah. Well, I could see, and I could see that, right? Because people are just naturally curious about why. I mean, anyone does a lot of different things, but especially if you're talking a big life change of some sort. Even getting married, shit. People, why are you doing that? And you almost feel like you have to justify your choice
Yeah.
to people, which might be why we start. I mean,
God,
I
he's
could
so
never figure out
cute.
why
He's
we make excuses
so.
because what'd you say?
Said it's because he's so cute. Why else?
He's been laying the pipe good, man. What do you want me to say? It's great. I'm gonna go with
But you know, that's one of those things, though. Like, I mean, do you think it's like a societal pressure thing, though? Because, like, say when we were younger, right? And it's like, well, why are you getting married? Oh, because I love him. I mean, whatever. And then,
Right.
blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but I find myself now, I guess I do find myself now still having the same conversation. Like, some people are just like, they cannot fathom that I've been dating Big J as long as I have been, and we're not getting married. I'm like, it's just not. Like, I don't think that's what either one of us was, like, we don't have any, like, we want to rush and get married. And so then it's trying to explain that to people. Whereas people are like, why aren't you getting married now that we're older? Whereas when we were younger, what are you doing getting married?
Why are you doing it? Yeah. Well, you bring up a funny point, and I don't know that we need to get down this dive path right now, but isn't it funny how, and I do it, how many times that we want answers of why people are choosing to do something they're doing? And I would say for myself, when I do it, it's probably out of pure curiosity. Like the human mind and how we all do stuff is so just crazy to me that you can take two people with the exact same thing happening and they make different choices.
Oh, yeah.
So then I get curious of why are you doing that? Why would you do it that way? That's so weird. I never would have done that. In all reality, it's none of my damn business why you did anything.
Isn't
Right? Like,
that? It doesn't matter.
yeah, it literally doesn't matter. You do you. You do you, boo.
It's true.
Because, yeah, I think it's like, yeah, what happened at what point did we just start making excuses like we had to? And it is, it's literally, it's like we have to justify everything we're choosing to do.
That's probably why we use them so much. And because, like,
Yeah.
some people, I am not in the mood to get into a whole conversation with you about it. Like,
For sure.
why aren't you going back to teaching this year? Well, honestly, it just has, I'm always just like, eh, just trying to take a little break, right? Whereas, like, if you really want me to sit here and go off, right? But it's like, I think that's what it comes down to. Sometimes we use those excuses because we don't want to have the actual conversation with some people.
Yeah, which I think is why they can be a good thing in some accounts because they're just there to make that buffer so that we don't have to go into extra explanation to someone that we don't feel that connection with.
True. I agree.
So it's like just, yeah, we can just shut it down sometimes by using that excuse.
I was laughing though the other day because I saw this thing on Facebook, and it was like this lady had been like, oh, do you want to get this, like, do you want to go on this vacation or whatever, or like, you want to get this purse? And the lady's like, no, sorry, my husband said no. And lady's like, oh, do you want to make sure you like some other options? And the girl's like, sure. And she starts sending her like pictures of other men.
That's awesome.
It.
I'll find you a man that'll say yes.
Funny.
That's when you got to be careful about using that excuse too often.
That's right.
Oh My spouse said, no, I'll give you new options. Trust me. Like, wait, hold up.
But
that's so funny. Love it. Well, I would say that our lesson learned and growth earned on this is, you know, be confident in the choices that you make for yourself. You know you best and you know what you want. Believe in yourself and always be proud of whatever choice you made and stand strong in it. But keep those excuses handy because sometimes we just need them to make life easier.
Gotta have that buffer. In our next episode, we're going to explore sleep patterns. You're going to get our hot take on it. Thanks for listening. Until next time, you go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you enjoy what you hear, make sure to leave a review. It'll help others to find us. And like and subscribe on your favorite listening platform to catch all our future episodes.